On a rainy day in Cadillac, dozens of senior citizens gather to have lunch and line dance. They meet at the open-air farmers market building that's covered and screened in. It also has heaters. The cold, wet weather doesn't stop them from visiting. They longed for it, and this was the first lunch hosted by the Cadillac Senior Center in more than a year. For Eva Barnes, it was a big deal.
This is the first I have been out year ago, March.
She chatted with friends, including Rose and Charlie Morris. Now, they didn't experience extreme isolation like those in nursing homes, but they saw how it affected Charlie's twin brother, Floyd. His wife broke her hip during the pandemic, and after surgery was sent to a nursing home. No one could visit her, but Rose says that didn't stop Floyd.
So what he did, which is kind of funny, he borrowed a hunting blind. He set it up outside of the window where she was at the assisted living place, and he borrowed a little heater, and he stayed out there all day talking to her through the window.
It was a traumatic time, she says.
And he would cry and cry, and this is a 70-year-old man. He's crying like a baby, you know, because he can't hold her, comfort her, you know, get her water or anything.
Floyd's wife is now home. For a while afterwards, while the facility was still in lockdown, he and his twin Charlie would ride their bikes every day to Samaritas Senior Living in Cadillac. They couldn't go inside, so Charlie says they would ride past the windows, waving at the residents.
It was exciting to see them, especially when you rode your bike up alongside all around Samaritas, and all of a sudden they started standing at the windows and waving to you and telling you, come on up to the window.
So they did, and Charlie and Floyd would talk to them through the glass. Many of the residents didn't understand the lockdown and begged them to come in.
We kept on telling all of them that we could not go in there because of the nurses, you know, wasn't allowed to let us in. And so it just bothered the heck out of them. And then it'd bother us. And they'd say, well, we told them, we said, well, we'll see you later. And we'd jump on our bike, and they'd all of them would say, I love ya.
Prior to the pandemic, many of the 300 members of the Cadillac Senior Center would go in and play bingo and cards with the residents at the facility. For now, they're grateful for the time they are given through the Senior Social Center activities. After lunch, line dancing starts. 18 people showed up for the event, taught by Bonnie Hawkins. She was all smiles to be out, teaching her first line dancing class in over a year. Bonnie lost a friend who was in a nursing home during lockdown. Before she passed away in January to pancreatic cancer, Bonnie's friend was completely dumbfounded by the quarantine.
Well, she couldn't understand why nobody could come and see her. She had dementia, and it was hard for her. She's, I can't get out, and she liked to go. She couldn't get out, and people couldn't come to see her.
Luckily, Bonnie says, her friend wasn't alone before she died.
Well, the last couple of days of her life, they let a couple of us in at a time to visit with her. Other than that, no. They kept them shut in their rooms, mostly.
Bonnie misses her friend, but gratitude flows through her being a member of the Senior Center and being around other friends again. She starts the class.
Right behind.
They laughed, smiled, and cheered about being together again. Diane Patterson runs the Cadillac Senior Center. Her focus is on what the elderly population needs to thrive mentally and physically.
They just know that they need to stay positive. I really encourage people to walk, whatever their capability is, just to keep moving.
She also reminds people to stay in touch with elderly loved ones so that they are not forgotten. I'm Noelle Riley.